T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the chaotic fall of Kabul, and it's also a moment to reflect on the progress that's been made, including welcoming tens of thousands of Afghan refugees to the U.S. and to Texas as well. And we're joined right now by Nazanin Ash, CEO of Welcome.us. This is very close to Nazanin's heart. Thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, John. I'm really pleased to join you to talk about what Americans have been doing to welcome their new Afghan neighbors over the last year.
Yeah, it's important that we don't forget about this because obviously it was a huge humanitarian crisis. So tell us about Welcome.us and who was involved in making it happen.
Well, Welcome.us was stood up to respond to the extraordinary challenge of welcoming close to 80,000 Afghan evacuees in, you know, just a matter of weeks. And to frame that challenge, the U.S. had in the previous year welcomed just over 11,400 refugees through its government systems and programs. We knew that this is a challenge that could only be met by a whole of country effort. So very quickly, we stood up a partnership with over 800 organizations. Our honorary co-chairs are four former presidents and first ladies representing both Democratic and Republican administrations. And we've had an extraordinary outpouring of support from Americans and American institutions, whether it's large service organizations, hundreds of community-based organizations, or 40 of the nation's largest companies whose CEOs came together to provide for the needs of our new Afghan friends and help them thrive in the U.S.
Outstanding. Now, how many Afghan newcomers have resettled here in Texas?
You know, Texans have proven themselves to be among the most welcoming of Americans. There are more than 10,000 of our new Afghan neighbors who have resettled in Texas, and that's more than any other state in the country. So it is an incredible show of welcome. And they've been finding their way in the warm embrace of Texas communities with support from many local Texas organizations.
Outstanding. So for our Afghan newcomers and our communities that help, what's most needed right now?
Well, as Americans would have seen watching the images of Afghans being evacuated from Afghanistan, our new Afghan neighbors were able to bring only what they could carry on the plane. So, you know, their needs were fundamental, from housing to household supplies, food and clothing, everything that you need to put those immediate foundations under you when you're resettling in a new country. But it was also, you know, so much colored by the fact that they left behind their friends, their neighbors, their family, their social networks, and they did it all so suddenly. And it was a really traumatic experience. So one of the most important things newcomers need, and it's why it's so inspiring to see how Texans have responded, you know, they need the warm embrace of their new communities. They need a neighbor who's going to show them how to take public transportation, you know, the best place to spend a Sunday afternoon, the best place to shop for groceries, and even, you know, how to drive a car. So it's really been neighbors, Americans, stepping in to embrace their new friends and show them all the best there is to find in America and in Texas.
What stories can you share of refugees who have been resettled here thanks to their new neighbors and how they're thriving?
There's so many. Like, I think to share some of the broadest statistics, you know, over 3/4 of the working age Afghans who arrived have now found employment. I've met former Afghans who assisted our military operations, who served in the Afghan government, you know, human rights defenders, you know, women's rights defenders, you know, teachers who, teachers of girls' schools, all of which put them at risk in ways we couldn't even imagine here in the United States. And it's been incredible to see how quickly they've been finding their footing in the safety and opportunity of the United States. You know, the history of refugee resettlement is an extraordinarily successful one, you know, where refugees are largely self-sustaining within 6 months, which is really extraordinary if you think about the challenges they have to overcome. It's been amazing to see Afghan children enrolling in U.S. schools, picking up the language so quickly. And even more than that, the way in which Americans have shown their support, whether it's high school students who have organized coin drives so that our Afghan neighbors could have the coins they needed for laundromats, you know, while they were still in temporary housing and hotels, or whether it's, again, some of our nation's largest corporations coming together to make 20,000 flights available to donate 30,000 laptops and devices. You know, T-Mobile donated 200,000 service plans. You know, there's so many ways, and everyday Americans putting up their hands to directly sponsor and take over all the responsibilities of helping their new Afghan neighbors find their way in the U.S. The stories are incredibly inspiring. And what it tells us is that when we tap into the capacity and the willingness of the whole of our American communities, we have so much potential to welcome many more. And that's important to consider when we think about the many thousands who were left behind.
Oh, it's just a great point. Thank you so much for the time today. Where can our listeners go to learn more or donate or even step up to help?
We've tried to make that as easy as possible. You can go to our website at welcome.us. You can find there an opportunity to donate to our Welcome Fund. 100% of the proceeds go to frontline organizations helping refugees. You can purchase household supplies for families who still need them. You can sign up to sponsor a refugee family, and you can find many organizations in your community that are looking for volunteers. So we hope we've made it easy at welcome.us, and we encourage so many more of our fellow Americans to join the millions who have already responded.
Outstanding. Nazanin, thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.